je hebt altijd wel die ene vriend of vriendin die altijd op de hoogte is van alle feestjes en alle toffe dingen waar je naartoe moet gaan in de stad. En er is nu een app, de Crazy App. Kun je die vriend zijn aan de telefoon hebben? George Stejanov, als ik het goed uitspreek. Hij is co-founder, medeoprichter en vervolgens... hij heeft een bijzondere functieomschrijving. Chief Troublemaker. En ik heb hem nu aan de telefoon. Goedemorgen, George.
Ja, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen. Oh, je kan een beetje Nederlands.
Not really. I'm not really.
All right. Hey, good morning. Hey, Chief Troublemaker, tell me.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for hearing me first. You want a short intro what Crazy is about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much what we do is we help our users figure out, make easy early and last minute decisions about the events of their favorite clubs or organizers. So, for example, if you don't want to miss out the parties at Melkweg or Paradiso, we really help you keep track of what's going on with them.
All right. So, how do you come up with this app?
Yeah,
why?
Basically, at the time when the idea popped up, I was traveling a lot, and every time I visited a new place, usually like for example London or some other big city, it took some time to first figure out which are the interesting clubs or organizers that are organizing interesting events in town. And also I noticed some really big problem, especially in the last minute scenario.
Yeah.
For example, if you want to go out, what you have to do pretty much is like go to, let's say, 20 websites, check Melkweg, check Paradiso, check any other website that is creating interesting events for you.
Yeah.
And you need to spend time trying to combine all the data, trying to figure out what's going on, and just then you can decide. So I was like, okay, this is not really optimal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this decision should be made at a glance. So you shouldn't spend like 20 minutes just trying to combine all this data, and we can do it just for you. And so that's pretty much how the idea came up.
All right, nice. But so this is like now you're aiming on Amsterdam, but the product, you can use it for any other city.
Yes, basically we have interesting technical solutions. So in general it works at most big European cities, let's say.
Yeah.
So for example, if you happen to be in London, you can try it out. Let us know how it feels. And at the moment our focus is pretty much Amsterdam.
All right. So you started as a startup and got funded by a launch hub. But
yeah.
How are you doing now?
Well, basically, we are still burning our first investments from launch hub.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment we are also raising our next round. So for now the main goal is like to get a validation of our basic KPIs. If I must switch to business talk. And so basically we are still validating some of our assumptions about the product, for example what people will like, what they would really enjoy, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And once we finish that, we'll probably start pouring more money into marketing, trying to grow faster and faster.
All right. So how do you get your information? Because if I want to host an event, for example, how I get in the Crazy app?
Yeah, so basically the way it works is we get most of our content actually from Facebook, but we also add additional sources, for example, websites that we've noticed that they also have information about interesting events. So we actually aggregate all this information, use some interesting algorithms to make it more searchable. For
mm-hmm.
example, if you want to search for music events or arts and culture, and so on. So we have some kind of a machine learning that analyzes the data. It figures out, okay, these are music events, these are artistic events, and then we also figure out who organizes the whole thing and where is it, and so on. And we combine all this data and automatically pretty much pops up in the app.
All right. And what time does the festival or event get on the app? Is it like 5 hours before, or is it like what time?
So, yeah, usually once a big festival, let's say a big event, announces they're happening, or let's say Facebook or another big website,
mm-hmm.
we manage to get the data and put it inside the product. So, for example, if there is something that you don't want to miss, we pretty much can get that information for you and notify about the interesting event just like an hour or 2 hours after it has been announced.
All right, clear. Well, thank you. Do you have any further plans now? Or?
Well, for now, it's pretty much soon. I'm moving back to Amsterdam because at the moment I'm out of the region. But I guess it's pushing more interesting content is something that we want to test in our product, like curated content, handpicked content that is really high value to our users. So that's something that we'll probably experiment with in the next couple of weeks, I guess.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best and thank you for your time, George.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck with the app.
Yes.
All right. Ciao. En ben je benieuwd nu naar deze app en wil je ook op de hoogte gebracht worden van alle toffe events in Amsterdam? Check dan even de Crazy app in de iTunes of Play Store. Of zometeen check dan even www.amsterdamfm om dit alles terug te luisteren.